Hello and happy Friday. This is Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here one more time this week to catch you up with the most interesting and important stories you should know about. Today, Lackawanna College is getting an athletic upgrade. They'll join Division II of the NCAA in 2026. And it's time to make some weekend plans with Haley's Happy Hour. It's Friday, June 27th. Let's get into it. First, we're marking an environmental anniversary. 5 years after a landmark Pennsylvania grand jury report slammed the Department of Environmental Protection for failing to protect the public from the health effects of fracking, advocates say little has changed. As Susan Phillips reports for WVIA, they want Governor Josh Shapiro to do more to protect residents.
In 2020, then-Attorney General Josh Shapiro had strong words for the state's failures to protect residents during the height of the fracking boom. Shapiro released a grand jury report that included 8 recommendations. But Jody Borello, who testified to the grand jury, says there's been no progress on 5 of those recommendations, including the distance well pads have to be from residential areas. Borello lives about 1,200 feet from a well site that she says damaged her and her kids' health.
We would go outside, we would be dizzy, we'd have stomach aches, we would have chest pains. And we thought that the horror was going to be over when they were done drilling.
A spokesman for Governor Shapiro says he continues to advocate for increased setbacks for gas infrastructure and says the legislature needs to enact some of the other recommendations, including protections from air pollution and fracking waste.
Thanks to Susan Phillips of the WHYY Climate Desk for that story. Now, let's talk about sports. College sports, to be more exact. Division II collegiate athletics will soon be played in the city of Scranton. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more from Thursday's announcement at Lackawanna College.
The Falcons will transition from the National Junior College Athletic Association to NCAA Division II. The change will bring more sports to the downtown Scranton campus, as Lackawanna becomes the first Division II program in Lackawanna or Luzerne counties.
It's an incredible opportunity for our region as much as it is for our students.
That's Jill Murray, Lackawanna's president. The school will join the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference, which includes schools such as Bloomsburg, East Stroudsburg, and Lock Haven. The Falcons will play in the conference starting in fall 2026, with full membership expected in the next 2 or 3 years. Lackawanna plans to increase athletic facilities, along with adding teams in sports including golf, tennis, and cross country. The 2025 football season includes games in Michigan, Utah, and Georgia. In the future, the Falcons will play teams closer to home. Head football coach Mark Duda sees endless opportunities for his student athletes.
Now they get an opportunity to have a true conference to play in. And it's going to help them from a consistency standpoint, and certainly the enjoyment of it will be more.
The announcement comes at a time of growth for Lackawanna. As many schools struggle, Lackawanna has seen enrollment increase 30% over the last decade. The school also plans to merge with Pierce College of Philadelphia and retain the Lackawanna College name. That's expected to be official Tuesday. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah, for that story. More up to date after this break. WVIA News is working hard to be your source for local, state, and national stories that shape your world. We're your connection to stories that truly matter, and we report to you. Find us at WVIA.org. Welcome back. It is finally Friday, and if you've been listening to this show for a minute, you know that means it's time to make some weekend plans with Haley's Happy Hour.
I'm Haley O'Brien. This is Haley's Happy Hour, a weekly segment from WVIA News about upcoming events. This weekend, we're celebrating the DNL Trail in Carbon County. Alice Wanamaker joins me this week from the Delaware and Lehigh National Heritage Corridor.
DNL Trail Fest is a really exciting opportunity to showcase the DNL Trail, not just here in Carbon County, but throughout the entire five-county corridor. We're excited to highlight the many businesses that surround the trail, that support trail users, that welcome them, as well as those folks that enjoy the trail. They are crafters, food trucks, specialty vendors that really support not just the mission of what we do, but help our trail users get out and enjoy nature.
So right now we're in the Lehighton Outdoor Center. This is a trail-friendly business.
Yeah, so the trail-friendly business program really is a great way to connect trail users who may not be from this area. They might be coming from another state. So it's a great way to connect them with the communities themselves, that they get to experience how each of these little towns really do bring life back to the corridor itself. So whether you're stopping at a hot dog shop or you're grabbing a beer or maybe you need to freshen up your gear along the way, we're highlighting those trail-friendly businesses along the corridor. And really what that means is, as a business owner, you agree to a few things. You know, that might be having bike racks out front, having available tools that folks can use while they're out on the trail if they need to do a quick tire repair or chain repair, things like that, that really allow trail users who might be doing a 3-4 day overnight trip to stop and just take a rest.
The DNL Trail is 165 miles from Luzerne County to Bucks County, but Carbon County is the first fully connected. Why is it important for the trail to be connected and to bring so many communities along this one path?
Having a fully connected trail, not just throughout a county or region, but the entire corridor, is essential to help folks really understand the history of how anthracite traveled from the northern regions in Pennsylvania down to the Philadelphia area, and really help spur the Industrial Revolution in America. Now, continuing that trail, and my job as Economic Development Manager, I want to make sure that folks are taking part in that, whether they're doing a 10-mile ride, a 15-mile ride, or the entire 165-mile ride, that they have opportunity to stop and enjoy the communities that they're in along the way.
Cool. So you can bike down here on Sunday if you live in Jim Thorpe or Mountaintop or down south, down towards Bucks County. There is a group bike ride on Sunday as well, too, right?
Correct. So we have events planned throughout the day. One of them is a group bike ride at 2:30. We'll be leaving the Lehighton Outdoor Center and heading over to the Weisport Trailhead. From there, people will get instructions on if they were looking to continue on to Jim Thorpe, which is a very popular way to avoid parking in Jim Thorpe. You can leave Lehighton and bike up there, and then we'll come back here to the Lehighton Outdoor Center. If you want to partake in that bike ride but you don't have a bike, Lehighton Outdoor Center has been kind enough to provide 30 bikes that will be free that day for folks to borrow.
That is such a nice ride to Weisport, and I love going to Chantilly Goods.
Another trail-friendly business.
That's right. The reason I love it is because they have Manning's ice cream.
Carbon County DNL Trail Fest is Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Lehighton Outdoor Center. I'm Haley O'Brien. This is Haley's Happy Hour.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with me this week. I'm taking a little break on Monday, but Lydia McFarlane will be here to get you caught up with the weekend news. Either way, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.